dusty road. Tramps a soldier with his load. Has to spend. Will his journey never end? Marching home, marching all the way. Marching, marching all the day, soon he will be home to stay. He looks in his pack for his lucky medallion with the face of his namesake, St. Joseph, engraved on the back.
Ah, here we are. Ah.
He starts rummaging, brings up cartridges, rummages on. Oh, here's a mirror with most of the silvering gone. Where's her picture? That mustn't be missed. The picture his girlfriend gave him the day he went off to enlist. And right in the middle, he brings out an old brown fiddle.
Thank you.
Legal tender. Collateral. Notes of hand. This book's not easy to understand.
I can read it, but it's still Greek to me.
You'll get the hang of it. Wait and see.
But look, if it's worth all that money, sir, this little job, that fiddle of mine you want cost only a few bucks.
Well, you got a real bargain.
Right. It's a deal.
It's Tuesday, the 28th.
Here's a book that's ahead of the date. A strange sort of book. It tells you things before they happen.
Come home with me, then. What do you say?
Why? What's up?
This thing won't play. You must teach me to make it go.
I've only 10 days leave.
If you walk, you'll be much more slow.
Mother will worry if I'm late.
It'll be the first time she's had to wait.
And my girlfriend expects me to.
Oh, you'll make it up to her soon. She'll be all the more pleased when you do.
But this place of yours, is it abroad?
One, done, all found, full bed and board, home in the carriage, like a lord.
Well, what sort of victuals down your way?
Steak, egg, and chips 3 times a day.
And to drink?
Champagne rosé.
Smoking permitted?
What do you say to Havana, Havana cigars, eh? What do you say?
Well, there you are then. That's the way. That's how you want it, that's the trick. Joseph goes off home with old Nick. And he finds that the old boy doesn't cheat. New clothes, new beds, plenty to eat. Yes, and Joseph is properly done up a treat, and each shows the other what they undertook, the way of the fiddle and the way of the book. Yes, the old fellow kept his word, 2 days well spent, and then came the third. That morning, the old man wakes Joseph as soon as it's light.
Are you ready?
Right.
Did you have a good night?
Yes.
Good. Then off we go. Have you any companies?
No.
Then it's done. Off we go.
They get in the carriage waiting below, and the devil says... And off they go. Only Joseph, watching the horse's flying feet, says to himself, holding on with both hands to his seat, "Oh no!" With all his might till his knuckles are white.
"Hold tight,"
cries the little old man.
"Hold on tight."
Joseph would like to get up and jump out, but he hasn't a chance. And the carriage is suddenly traveling up in the air. Hurtling, rattling, rolling round the sky. And Joseph's hair stands on end, and he nearly faints.
Have you any complaints? Have you any complaints?
Higher and higher over valley and hill, faster and faster, up they soar, till time stands still. Then everything is as it was before. Down a hot and dusty road tramps a soldier with his load.
Thank you.
10 days' leave he has to spend. Will his journey never end? Marching home, marching on his way. Marching all the day, soon he will be home to stay.
Hooray! Here we are, home at last. Oh, hello, Mrs. Gray.
She's in her garden.
Ah, hello, how's the world with you, eh? Ah, she doesn't hear me. Oh, never mind. Oh, there's Arthur. Hey, Arthur.
He's mowing the 5-acre meadow. A good old friend and true.
What's the matter? He doesn't reply. Arthur, hi! You remember me, eh? It's Joseph. Joseph the soldier, Joe. You remember him, you know.
The mower mows on, and on we go. And there's the school with the tower and the bell. Joseph, old Joe, you remember him well. Here's the mill and the inn. And now villagers everywhere. Men, women, and children stand and stare.
What's the matter? Hey, what's up with a lot of you? Are you afraid of me or what? Hey, all of you know me, all of you there. It's Joseph.
No one speaks. And then a door slams. And another slams, and more, and the rusty hinges shriek, and every door slams shut.
But Mother, no, I'd better go.
She sees him coming, she screams and runs away. So then he thinks.
My fiance,
married with 2 children.
Cheat. I know who you are. I know what's happened. I know who you are at last, and I'm taking my time about it, too. It wasn't 3 days. 3 years have passed. They all take me for a ghost. I'm dead among the living. Oh, the cheat. The dirty rotten cheat. And like a fool, I went and listened to him. I know I was tired and hungry, but that's no excuse to go listening to the likes of him. Do you take any notice of what people you don't know tell you? No, you say, I don't know you, but what do? I go and I listen to him. Like a fool, I went and I listened to him, and I gave him my fiddle of all the luck.
What am I going to do?
somewhere in my kit.
Well, then you have all you need. You've got it. And aren't you a soldier? Let's show you the ladies and gentlemen. On guard! Attention! Oh, put that up. Oh, break ranks, go your kit. All right, then. Platoon! Just the book. Bring it here again. Oh. Oh. Be careful. Don't let it come to harm. You'll lose it like that. Put it under your arm. It's more than a book. That book is worth a fortune. A fortune, do you see? Now you hold on to that tight and listen to me. This is mine.
He took the book and began to read, and the words meant money, and more money, and still more money, as much as a man could need. He used it at first to set right his affairs, and then he became a peddler, a seller of wares.
Come along, ladies, come and buy, for they're all shades and sizes. Black, navy, dark blue, Prussian blue, cyan, light blue, chalk, fog, dark gray, gray gray, light gray, silver gray, brown, khaki, sienna, maroon, unbleached linen by the yard, printed cottons, crepe de chine, silks and satins, pre-war prices.
Yep. A peddler first. A seller of wares for a start. Then he needed no goods. He knew all the tricks by heart.
Things go the way I make them go. For others only guess, I know. It's more than a book. It's wealth, I'm told. You've only to open it, and lo and behold, your heart. The best things in life, anything you require. But while there's still time, quick, grab all you can. One day you'll be dead. You're only a man. No, my old friend, you didn't lie. Because in the end, we've all got to die. First one thing, then another, I've only to say that this, that, and the other. Because I can pay. It's mine! All!
He stops.
Oh. Nothing. Oh, nothing. Nothing. What's got into me? I have everything.
now he can see. All you want, all the time, all that wealth can provide, and they don't mean a thing, they're just empty inside. False things. Dead, rotten. You buy and sell. These things are nothing, just an empty shell. Oh, to have the things you had before. The real, the true, good things. That everybody has but you. That you have no more. The only things worth having. Just to lie in the grass as you used to do.
Satan! You cheated. What can I do? Does it say in the book?
He snatches it up and starts to look.
Tell me. You must know. You must know. You must tell me how everyone, how all others are happy. How is it done? You must know. You must know. You must tell me.
Watch springs. Ooh, it's a racer. Now.
How much? How much, I said?
Well, as we're friends, I won't stand in the way. See how you do. We'll fix a price. Let's hear you play.
Such a fine white muslin pinned around the leaded window panes where leaves stir in the wind. Oh, what's this? Ha! Yes! The world outside comes crashing in again. It's hooked! Somebody begins to beat the drum! Ha! Joseph and says,
hello, old chum.
Oh, I know, we've not been introduced, it's true, but, well, I'm a soldier too!
Ah!
Old comrades don't mind if they make themselves known. I saw you come in there, in and you were alone, I said to myself, have a word with him. He looks a bit down. Yeah, I said to myself, you can tell at a glance. But who knows, go on over. This could be your big chance. A lovely girl, what do you say? And a princess too, I think of that. I'd say it was made for you. I'm married already, worse than luck. No use to me. But you, my lad, you're young, you're free. Doctoring. What's that? What if you choose? Besides, you've got nothing to lose by trying. You go, you say, I'm an MO. She's cured, she's not. You give it a shot, eh?
Why not?
After all, why not?
Thanks, old chap. Many thanks for the tip.
Good, good, good. He's up, he's off. As quick as a whip. He's up, he's off. And makes his way to the palace gates. He gives a ring. Where are ye going? Says the sentry.
Where am I going? I'm going to see the king. Come on!
Thank you.
And what's more, a princess, too.
Someone's here ahead of you. You were silly to be upset. You were rich, revered. You get a sudden whim, don't count the cost. And now, my dear young friend, you're lost. Six of hearts, ten of hearts, hearts all the way. Oh, you told yourself it's my lucky day. Well, do you still believe it's true? I have my methods, I, not you.
It's true what she says. She's got me for sure. She'll do the trick. She's got the cure.
And I'll have nothing again. Nothing once more.
Go for it, just the same. Knock her down. Bang her head against the floor.
Not human. I can do no more.
You can, I tell you, you can. Don't you see how you are? She has you because of the money. You still have money of hers.
Get rid of that, and you're saved. Go on, begin. Offer to pay her at cards. She's sure to win. Will you play?
You'll lose, and you'll be lost. Begin.
Yeah. How much?
Not here, yes.
6 pence a point, not a penny less. Huh,
just as you say, but take care. No more fiddle, no more book. Only a few pennies left. The pennies are flying into the air, and you'll have nothing. Where will you be? Star. Starve. You see? Total defeat. You'll walk around naked, no shoes on your feet.
Raise her 10 pounds.
£10!
You're mad! How can you be?
£100! Deal off!
Princess, now we can safely say, he who will save you is on his way. Soon he will come to you, because there's nothing he can't do. Soon he will be at your door, because he's coming. Soon he will help you, because he will come back. Soon he will come back.
Thank you.
he thinks. But one day she says,
I know so little about you still. Tell me about yourself. Go on, tell me.
She looks at him and smiles and says,
You want to. I can see you do. It isn't much to ask of you. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Why not? You want to. I can see you do.
He says,
Come over here to me.
Not until you say yes.
And so he thinks.
After all, why not? Maybe this time, my mother will remember me. Yeah, just to pay a call, maybe she could come and live with us. Then I should really have a home.
They're on their way. They're nearly there. A scent, he knows, hangs in the air. He goes ahead. Find the frontier. She is a little way behind. He calls her. He turns back, then changes his mind.